Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sad note yesterday, I saw the news that Joy Lee McNellis, one of the greats when it came to coaching women's basketball here at Memphis, one of the most successful coaches in Memphis women's basketball history, died yesterday. She had been battling for years with lung cancer, was 63 years old, had been at Southern Miss, and the Southern Miss announced it. And they said, we'll forever cherish the life of Coach McNellis and all she gave to Southern Miss and her Lady Eagles. The official Southern Miss women's basketball account posted yesterday on X. Her story was an inspiration to countless people around the world. Her initial lung cancer diagnosis, I'm reading from Jason Munz's story over the commercial appeal, stage 4, came in 2017. She'd been battling for 8 years, returned in 2021, and then a couple of more times, 23, and then obviously back in 25. I remember Joy Lee McNellis as just a light everywhere that she went. She was always seemingly in a good mood when she talked to you.
Yeah.
And she had this just a way of making you feel more important than you were. My role then, I believe, was covering high school sports for the Commercial Appeal. And really surprisingly to me, she cared about who I thought was good in the city. Girls basketball players. She was doing her digging is what she was doing and just doing her due diligence. Wouldn't have mattered if it was me or, more importantly, whoever the preps writer was at the CA. She wanted to pick your mind. Sure, she had a job she was trying to do, which was cover the city, make sure she's getting all the city's top players. But she had a way that she would go about that lifted you up.
Yeah.
And I think anybody that came into her presence would probably tell you a similar story in terms of how she made them feel. She was very good at that, very personable, guided Memphis to 4 women's NCAA tournament appearances, more than any other coach in program history. So when I tell you one of the most successful, you can make an argument she was the most successful. We've talked about that, you know, that drought that seemingly goes back now forever. And, yeah, man, when Joy Lee was here, they were making the tournament. She had Memphis as a real brand in women's college basketball. So was sad to get that news yesterday. And she had gone back to her alma mater where she had spent 21 seasons. We were so really, I mean, you couldn't help but be happy for her, even as the, you know, a former rival of Southern Miss, having been here at Memphis, but being back at her alma mater for the 21 seasons she was there before she retired after the 24-25 season, you're still rooted for her down there.
Yep.
My point.
Yep.
And even when she called back up here to, you know, check, hey, how's that Memphis basketball scene looking? You know, Joy Lee was the type you wanted to still help, even though she wasn't still coaching here in Memphis because of how she had treated you. Succeeded Mary Lou Johns over at Memphis, who's the program's all-time winningest coach, and was here at Memphis for 13 seasons from 1991 until 2004. So like I said, I'd gotten to the had freelance for the CA since 99, but got there full-time in 03. So got a good chance to know Joy Lee McNellis, just in terms of covering her her teams, her recruitment of Memphis. And, man, don't have anything but a kind word to say about her. Nothing but prayers for her family, the Southern Miss family that really was her family. Again, that
Absolutely.
Was her alma mater and had been there for over 2 decades. I know they're hurting down there in Hattiesburg. And she was, like I said, you know, somebody to lift up others, but a fighter, man.
Yep.
That's be a thing. She'd be lifting up others while she's fighting her own battle. Those are our strongest folks, man. Those are God's strongest soldiers. So I thank God for her, for the light that she was in the 63 years that she had on this earth. And I know that she'll be resting in heaven.
Well said. And I didn't know her. She was not, I think she has gone by the time I was kind of around here.
Yep.
But, you know, I obviously am very happy that she at least got to, she was announced as the first member of the Memphis Sports Hall of Fame. And I think that was probably intentional, right? They probably wanted her to know that she was making it, that she was going to be inducted. That was on Monday, and obviously she passed on Tuesday. So, you know, obviously that situation had taken a turn for the worst, but hopeful that, you know, she knew that and she knew her impact that she made, you know, on the University of Memphis and on Memphis women's basketball. I mean, like you said, man, what, four battles with lung cancer in 7 years?
After getting diagnosed stage four from the get-go in 17.
I mean, that's a...
When you figure when you hear stage four, it's pretty much over.
It's a really difficult...
Somebody on the outside looking in.
Absolutely. Really difficult thing to deal with. But you know, she was coaching last year, you know? She was coaching all the way through, and she clearly loved it. She clearly loved it, and she'll be missed, and certainly her legacy will live on in Memphis and at the University of Memphis as the first member of the class of 2025 at the Memphis Sports Hall of Fame. Rest in peace to Joy Lee McNellis.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.